Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Samach. As we continue in the ninth parak of Maseches Nida, scheduling note, again, Baruch Hashem, we've gotten a lot of responses for the Siyam. A number of people have emailed questions, could they bring their wives? So that's fine. Rabbi Kiva says that so much of our credit goes to our wives. If somebody, if one of the women expressed interest in coming and they want to bring their wives, that's fine. And there will be some women there, so feel free if that is what if that one wants to bring their wives, feel free to bring them, and they could come. Sheli v'shela sheli the line of Rabbi Akiva of sheli v'shelachem shelahu, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, Rabbi Akiva gave her credit, and our wives deserve a lot of the credit for our siyum as well. Okay, Nida Nuntas Amabez says the Mishnah. Hishila chaluka lenachris o lenida harezu tolaba. As we're talking about talios over the last couple of days, if a woman lends her shirt, lends her robe to a non-Jewish woman or to a nida harezu tolaba, you could be tola, she could be tola on her. Why does that work? Because after all, one is not being mekalkeliser. If I say, oh, it was from the time I lent her a shirt and then I got it back and I'm not sure who the kesem that was found in it afterwards, where it came from. So there's no problem, there's no reason not to be told it on the non-Jewish woman or the nida, because after all, it doesn't mess them up at all. They are nachris, there's no, not lamaisa anyway, because there's no xerif samim against a nachris, and a nida is tamea anyway. So therefore, we can be told it on her. That is another one of the coolest of ksamim. This tliya would work. Fine. There is a question in the postgame about pinuya. Can only be told that on Penuya, because after all, there is also a woman who, it doesn't make a difference, so what, Penuya does not go to the mikvah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Nida that a Penuya is not even allowed to go to the mikvah. A non-Jewish, an unmarried woman, Kuf Pei Gimel, the Rivash already has it in Tshuva, that we don't allow them to go to the mikvah. It could just lead to problems. Unmarried women would think that they are tahora in a certain sense, but the Rama quotes the Rivash. V'ein chilek, v'ein at the end of Kuf Pei Gimel. V'ein chilek bein penuyel and esuyel le'inyin iser nida, ki kalabal anida chayev karis. Rama at the end of Kuf Pei Gimel quotes the Shuvah of the Rivash, that the same iser nida applies to a penuya and to a nesua. And that Shuvah, the Rivash says that we do not allow not unmarried women to go to the mikvah penuyo, so it doesn't lead to issues. So the Achronim discuss, can one be tole a kesem on a penuya? So this is a question that was asked to Shlomo Kluger, and he writes in his Shufis and Tuftam Vadas in Chelik Basim and Salach that we are not tole on a penuya. Why? Because Shlomo Kluger quotes our Mishnah. Quotes our Mishnah, Hari Nova Benita Dachman Tesma Base, Hishila Chaluka Lenachris Hari Zutolaba, the Hari Nachris Yeshlabao, the Aimlabao Shavim. Whether she's married or not, it makes no difference. Imkain, Lama Naka Nachris. So then why does it give the example of being told on a Nachris? Linko Leisha Shein Labao. Why don't we say a bigger Kiddush, even to a woman who does not have a husband, Umamela Neda, the Koshke Nachris. And we'll know surely a Nachris who is not, there's no difference. It must be that a parallel woman who does not have a bow, we are not tola on. Meaning penuya. Even though she's not going to mess up her relationship with her husband because she's not married, but it will affect her taharos situation, and therefore lakach ein tola ba yu yan sham. That's why we are not tola with penuyas. That's what Shlomo Kluger assumes in Tuv Tam Vadas. But the Pischei Tshuva calls Rabbi Kiva Eger that maybe we will be mako by a penuyas. So machlokas achronim whether we would be tola. But interesting, can't even daik anything for the fact that our Mishnah gave the example of nachris and not penuya. That's all part one of the Mishnah. Part two. That was regarding Talios. So what about if there are women that are equal, that want to be told on each other? So Gimel Nashim, Shalav Shu Chalak Echad, three women that wore the same robe, Oshe Yashval, Saf Sal Echad, or they all sat on the same bench, Benim Salav Dam, three women sat down, they all got up, and we see a kesem there. So it came from one of them. So Kulan Tameos. So they're all Tamei, because there's no reason to be told on one more than the others. You have to be told on all of them. Right, my chazis, Do dame didach sumaktvei, right? Maybe somebody else is dam. So that lashon exactly works not only for the svara why ritzicha is not is one of the arival yavars, but also here why should her blood is no redder? So therefore, you have to say maybe it's from your blood. So three women that wore the same shirt or they sat on the same bench, they're all tummy. Yashua safsal shall even itztava shall marchatz. But if the bench was a stone bench or it was a built-in bench, it was by a merchatz, some type of mechubal karka bench. Rabbi Nechemya mitaher, as we had 2 days ago, Rabbi Nechemya is mitaher in those cases. Shahayir Rabbi Nechemya omer called over shein makabel tuma. But here it is in the Mishnah. Our Gemara quoted it earlier. Rav Nechemi says anything that is not makabel tuma is not makabel ksamim. So if any kesem found on a davar sheino makabel tuma, we are makel. We pass in that way in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe, we mentioned yesterday, discussed the issue of tissues or toilet paper, and that is not makabel tuma. Big discussion in the poskim about the actual bathroom. It's mechubal lekarka. What about the water? These are all issues of Kabbalah's Tumas. But again, the rule is generally, as long as we can say something is Namakabal Tumma, it is Namakabal Ksamim. What's the Svara? So we mentioned the Tosfos HaRash, who suggests, the Rashba, who says maybe it's a Milsa Dolo Shchicha, Lokas Rabbi Rabbanan. Most assume the Chidushi Haran we saw, and Tosfos that we had on Daphne and Ches on top. Chassam Sofer expanded upon this, who said that the original Gzeira of Ksamim was in the world of Ksam, was in the world of Taurus. So, if there were limits originally by the Gzeira, so we're going to keep those limits going. Because the whole Gzeira shouldn't apply today, but Davar Shebe Minyans, therefore it has to apply today. But if there is a built-in limitation that applied originally, so we're going to take those limitations with us, even though the Svaras might not apply anymore for those coolest. But either way, that is the Halacha Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. This is one of the five built-in kulas to ksamim. Davar sheino makabel tuma is not mitamei the isha. Good. Amar Rav b'nachris haroeh. When the Mishnah says that we can be toled on a non-Jewish woman, if there's a kesem, I lent her a shirt, I got it back, I found the kesem. It must be from the nachris. That's only b'nachris haroeh. That's only by a nachris who is roeh. Rashi shegedola hi. She is Agdola, the Yadina by the Kvarasa, and we know that she already saw. Dini dwai mimai, how do you know that? Meaning at least excluding a ktana. At least excluding a ktana, or even maybe, if you look at it, even excluding a ru'uya liros. Because Rashi says, Diadina bat the Kvarasa. We know she has already seen. That's the type of nachris that we're allowed to be tola on. How do you know that? Me my dumya denida. What's this far? Because that's be similar to nida, which is the other case in the Mishnah. Nachris and nida. Ma nida the kachazia. Just like a nida is seeing right now. And that's why we can be tola on her. Not only. In other words, not only is it someone who we're not messing up in her counting by be toled on her, but also she's chezkas mayana pasuach. We assume that she is seeing right now. So ma nida the kachazia, af nachris the kachazia. Just like nida is a case where she is seeing, so too nachris is a case where she is seeing. So the Gemara again says roeh. Rashi says beferish, that is yadidan ba shekfar rasa. If you look though in the Rashba argues. The Rashba says right here that kvar haroeh means ru'uya liros. The nachris has to be a non-Jewish woman who is having her period at that moment. That's what it has to be. A nachris roeh. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says yadidan be kvar. You know she has already seen. What about right now? What about right now? Does she have to be a nida right now? Rashba says right here on our Mishnah, on Roeh, the Rashba says, Pirish, Lav Roeh Mamish, Be'idan She'ela Kamar. We don't have to know that she was a Nida at the time of She'ela. Di'im Kain, Maish Nachris, because then there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew. The Mishnah already says, by a Nida we're Tola. So the Nachris can't be talking about a Nachris Nida, because then it just says already in the Mishnah. It says, Yehudi, Yehudis, Roeh. So Ella says the Rashba, haroeh, haregila liros ka'amar. V'la'afuke, ru'uya liros v'lo ra'asa, excluding ru'uya le'ros. If she's come of age that she has never seen yet, as long as she has seen, that's good enough, even if she's not seeing right now. And when it says dumya denida, lav dumya denida mamish kamar kidamra, that doesn't mean exactly like nida, because that would be the same case. Ela midamina lahu kalhecha diika lidzmu yinhu. Right, if we compare it a little bit. Vaino nachrash kfarasa kenida sharoa akshav. That is the Rashba. If you look in the Rambam, not 100% clear, but pretty clear that the Rambam is arguing. The Rambam in Tes, Chav Tes. The Rambam says, Ha'isha sheish ila chaluka lenida bein goya bein yisraelis. A woman who lends her shirt to Anida, and it doesn't matter, Jew or non-Jew, v'chaz rav alav sha'oso kodem b'dika, umatz alav kesem, and then the Jewish woman puts it on and finds a kesem on it, harizu tola b'nida sha'alav sha'oso. We're told that on Anida, that warrant, that is the Rambam, first halach, we'll get to the later ones after. Says the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah quotes this Rashba Shita and assumes that the Rambam is no difference. First he quotes Rashi, V'yefshar she'aftas Rabbeinu Kain, she'kol nachri she'rasa pa'machas ha'ri hu lo'olam nida shal devayim, she'ein yosei slidei tara ulozek kasav la'nida. That's why he wrote la'nida bin goy ben Yisraelis. That's why v'chei pir she'ramban v'harashba. The Magen Mishnah makes shalom. Everybody says the same thing. The Kesef Mishnah says, excuse me. The Kesef Mishnah says, read the Rambam closely. It's explicitly against the Rashba. The Rashba says, beferish, that Goya does not have to be a Nida. How could the Magen Mishnah do that? So the Kesef Mishnah leaves it as a Machlokas. He does not think that the Rambam should be put with the Rashba. The Ein Dvarav Mechuvaran Be'enai. Mishum De'imkein L'Rabbeinu Goya Afilu K'tana Shlegiyas Manaliros V'Ras Anami Toloba Kivish Arasa Pamachas. The Chuli goes through, he says, and that's why I think L'Kachani Omer L'Farish Yivar Rabbeinu Kipashtan D'Nachris Nami Ain tolan by el kishiyadua kishahaisa nida aval im beidan sheela ina roa avi shirasa kodem lachin ina tolaba. That's what the Rashba says, and the Rambam would argue. So the Kesef Mishnah assumes it's a machlokas, but it's definitely the shita of the Rashba. At least maybe the Rambam too. Maybe not. Good. Says that was the shita of Rav. Rav says we have to be talking about a nachris roa. Amar Rav Sheshes, Kinayim v'shachiv Rav, Amar Lashmaitza. Literally, Rav must have been sleeping when he said that. Wow, we'll get back to that Lashon. Titanya, after all, that must be wrong. Why? Because the Brisa, Tole b'nachris, the Brisa says that we are toled on a non-Jewish woman. Rebbe Meir Omer b'nachris haru'uya liros. Rebbe Meir says, only by a nachris that is ru'uya, she's of age. Right, she's reached the age of seeing, but she has not seen yet. That's what Remeir says. V'yafilu Rabbi Meir lo ka'amar ela b'ruya liros. And even the Remeir only requires ru'uya liros. Ava ro'a lo yisrach. But nobody says that you need for sure to have seen already. Right, we assume that the Tanakama of Rabbi Meir, the Barplukta of Rabbi Meir assumes that you don't even need a ketana to be at the age yet. Rabbi Meir says, no, you need benachris haru'uya liros. But nobody agrees that you need nachris haro'a. So how could Rav have said that, answer of Sheshes? So the Gemara says, no, we're misunderstanding. Amar Rava, v'tizbura, Rabbi Meir l'chumra, you think Rabbi Meir is being machmir? Rabbi Meir is saying a more limited case where you can be tola. Meaning the Tanakama says, even a ketana can be tola on. Rabbi Meir says, no, only ru'uya liros. No, Remeir is not going in that direction. Remeir lakula. Remeir is being more makel, as we're about to see. Remeir is makel by Ksamim. Titania, in terms of Tilios. Titania, ain't a tola benachris. Remeir, oh my tola. So you see, Remeir is more makel in terms of these Tilios, meaning the Tanakama de Rebbe Meir. The Bar Plukta of Rebbe Meir must have held Roeh. Only Roeh already has seen, and Rabbi Meir that is more makel saying, no, you don't even need that, ru'uya liros. So going in that direction, and there is therefore someone who says, mamish kfar rasa, and that was the shita of Rav. Ela kashahach, just finishing this section, aye, but isn't it mashba in the first law shown, in the first brice that Rabbi Meir is machmir? So where it says, no, taritachi, v'hi sheroeh, Rabbi Meir omeh ru'uya liros, v'hafo b'sheina roeh, period. Right, so therefore we could get out of it, Remeir is giving off a Mekel impression and not a Machmer impression. The Chavas Yair, We've mentioned this in the past. The Chavos Yair in Siman Kufnun Beis discusses Rav Yair Bachrach, end of the 1600s, discusses many of the quote-unquote insults in the Gemara, figuring out that maybe they're not insults, and maybe they meant this, maybe they meant that. The Chavos Yair cannot fathom that the Amaram would argue and with such a lashon and say things to their counterparts that don't sound so nice. Right? So here's one of the examples that he quotes. Kinai v'shachar rav amar lash rais. He must have been sleeping. How could he say that? So this appears to be in Baba Kama, a number of places. So the Chavos Yair suggests that maybe what Rav Sheshet has meant in these cases is really giving him a compliment. It's really giving him shevach. Why? Because he says that really Rav is unbelievable. Rav, every time Rav says something, it's such an amazing thought. Because I can't understand this, I don't want to attribute this to Rav when he was in a sane and conscious state, because this is foolish. So I don't want to say that Rav said this in a conscious state. So I say, you know, it must have been he was sleeping. Not that I'm insulting him, but it must have been that he wasn't, you know, conscious and focused at the time, because if he was, he definitely wouldn't have said such a thing. Mishum sherotzeh lomar bazeh. Lefi ma'alato agdola shel Rav, I efshar lomar sherav amar zos, el im kin ha'yashe bozos man. Because Rav was so unbelievable, he couldn't have said this. Okay, that's one defense, one suggestion. Or, another pshat is, shepa'amim sha'amru bituyim kashim kedei lahochiach es talmideihem. Maybe Rav Sheshet was just saying this in front of the Talmidim about Rav. Shlo Yisrashlu bi'iyun ha-Talmud. V'chas v'chalil. He was just giving them chizik. You know, Rav must have done that when he was sleeping, but you don't sleep. But he didn't really mean it. V'chas v'chalil lomar sha'amru came into kas or mitol gaiva v'gavas haruach. Chas v'shalom, he said this out of any other sense. We're talking about the unbelievable Amoraim. The Amoraim who were able to do tchias ha-mesim. Like the Gemara in Megillah, the Amoraim, they were able to create golem, to create a person for the Sefer Yetzira. So that's what we're talking about here. There are people that just insulted one another on a daily basis. So that's what the Chavos Yair suggests. So in the Chashugi Chemed, they quote the Imre Bina, who gives another pshat. The Chashugi Chemed has this because there is She'ela. She'ela, Rashi Yeshiva, Omer Shir Klali. There was a Rashi Yeshiva that said a Shir Klali. And during the Shir, one Talmud leads over to another Talmud and says, Svara Zos Ne'emra Kibito Chalom. The Svara that the Rebbe just said, must have been dreaming when he said it. Slash for the same case as the Gemara. So his friend says, how did you say that? You could argue with the Rashi Yeshiva about a Svara and to explain your tzad, but to say Milam Charifos Ke'elu, you're going to say things like you just said. They must have been sleeping. It's terrible. I think you have to ask Mechila from the Rebbe. I think you have to ask Mechila. And the Talmud was a little upset. He says, why do I have to ask Mechila? You have that in the Gemara. Look at Nida, Daf Samach. Rav Sheshet Kidai V'Shochev. If Rav Sheshet said it about Rav, so I can say it about my Rebbe. So what's the answer? So the answer is, first he goes to Chavos Yair and says he didn't really say it about his Rebbe. And then he quotes another pshat of the Imre Bina, who says, go to Maharami Panu, who gives another pshat. And that is, we know, some suggest that Rav and Rebbe Abba is the same person. Rav who Rebbe Abba, because Abba is called by Rav. Rav is called Abba in some Gemaras. So he says, Rav who Rebbe Abba hamuskar bezohar hakadosh u'tamido shor Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai. Rav is Rebbe Abba, who is a Talmud of Rashbi. U'bechal makum shenem ashasik Rav. Hainu, and every time it says Shasak Rav in the Gemara, Mishub Shekibel HaTeretz Al Pisod Me Rabo. V'hayilo Tshuva Al Pisod. Rav had a lot of Taras HaSod with him, not just what he said, but he wasn't Megala everything. So when he says, Rav must have been sleeping, it doesn't mean sleeping. It must have been that this is the secret part of the Torah that we don't understand. And therefore we can say he must have been sleeping, he wasn't sleeping, but he had visions. And he learned this in private with his Rebbe. The Hiskel Rav Sheshet Shekivan Shelo Haven Divrei Rav. Velo Hisigam Bevadei Amrem B'Shas Shchiva V'Sheina. It must be that he said it B'Shas when he was in the world of Sod. The Oz. And when in that stage, Hisig Dvarim She'em B'Yachos L'Sigam Chu Arvid Ishbasa Klua B'Gufo. He, when he was sleeping, he achieved such machshavis and such hasagis that we don't achieve, or even he doesn't achieve when he is awake. And again, it's a shevach, and it's a covenant of Rav that he said this. Okay, and he quotes at the end that there are some achronim, the Chidah, says that Rav lived 400 years, because it's Rav, Reish Beis, 2 times 200. Okay, lived 400 years, others say, he didn't, Rav was, right, meaning if he was the Talmud of Rishur Mayachai, then he lived very long. Because Rav is on the border of the Tanam and the Amorim, so that's why we can say Rav Tanu Upalak. Either way, in this case, the answer was that this Talmud has to ask Mechila. He can't compare himself to one of the Amorim. Pashut should Tzorach Lasos Shuv al Dvarav Kedeged Rabo, the Tzorach Levakesh may Rabo Mechila, because we don't have the authority or the right to copy the Amorim. Right? Some of the discussion that is had in the sugyas of Krevela Arayos, if there is a certain example of Krevela Arayos in the Gemara, where Ksub is talking about the Amorim putting the kalas on their shoulders and dancing with them, and they said she just feels like a piece of wood, a wooden board on my shoulders. Even other Amorim said we can't follow that behavior. They are on a different level, and that is not going to be followed. So to hear, when we see an insult in the Gemara, we shouldn't say, hey, okay, so we can insult too. That's not exactly the message. Okay. Says the Gemara Vaiter. So we just had in our Mishnah, who is one allowed to be Tola on? So we said Nachris, and we said Nida. So now we continue. Tana Rabbanan. Tola b'shomeres yom k'neged yom b'sheni shela. So we'll have a machlokas here. First opinion says that a woman who is tahora is allowed to be tola. Again, all these cases are the same thing. A woman lends a robe to another woman and then gets it back, and then there's a kesem found on the robe afterwards, and we're not sure who the kesem is from. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a woman is allowed to be told on a shomeres yom k'neged yom, meaning a woman who had one re'iyah during her days of ziva, and now she's counting one day to be mitar herself. So if that's the day that the woman borrowed it, she's allowed to be told on her. Why? Because she already has mayana pasuach. She already saw yesterday, and you're not really messing her up so much. Right? One day. If she sees today, she just has to count tomorrow. That's it. So because you're only being makalkal her ksas and mayana pasuach, that is why one is allowed to be tolled on her. That is Rashi's Svara. The Rashba has a little different Svara. The Rashba says, the Svara is tolin kalkala bim mikulkal. Not dafka mayana pasuach, but she already is mikulkal somewhat. She's already counting a day, and therefore, she'll count another day. That's the Rashi. It's a little different emphasis than the Rashba. We'll get back to what the Nekudas of Machlokas is soon. Good. Who else? Ubis sofera shiva shelo tavla. And also, we could be tola on a woman who's counting shiva nikiyim. Even if she finished shiva nikiyim already, she just didn't go to the mikvah, where you're really going to mess her up, because if you say this is her kesef, she has to start shiva nikiyim again, still you're allowed to do that, because also, that is mayana pasuach, even though you're messing her up a little bit more. Lefichach, therefore, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, because you're allowed to be tola it on these women, he misukenes v'chaverta mikol kales. She, the woman who's doing the tliya, is misukenes, and her chavera, her friend, is being mikol kales, is being messed up, either one day or even 7 days. Divrei Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That is Rashbag's opinion. Rebbe Omer, ain't a tola. No, you're not tola it. You're not told that on these women. Only mamish. If there's no messing her up, like the Mishnah said, nachris and nida. But in these cases, you're messing her up a little bit, and therefore, Rabbi Omer ain't a tola. We're not told it on the other one. Lefichach, therefore, shtei en mukulkalos. Therefore, both of them would be mukulkal in this case. There's no reason to let you be told it on the other woman. And therefore, they'll both be mikolkal. Stop there for a minute in the Braisa. Tosas has an interesting question on top. Tosas, Ibrahimaskal Tola. Tosas, Besafka Leila Hari. The Riyata Safek. Im Tame Kal Kagon. Soferes Mixas. O Hakol. Velo Tavla. Tola. Below Safra Klau. Bain Benida. Bain Betame Mace. What if we have two women who are counting? One of them didn't start yet, and one of them is half or all the way through. So they're both Mayana Pasuach, but one of them has started to count. Or do we say, this is a sugya that's come up, I think once earlier in the Masechta, do we say that during Shiva Nekiyim, she is slowly losing her Cheskas Tuma and getting a Cheskas Tara, or at least losing her Chazaka of Mayana Pasuach? That is Tosfos a Safek here. Could it be Tola on a woman who is Soferes Mixas from a woman who was not Soferes at all? Is that good enough? Do we say only a Tahora woman versus a woman who was counting, even if she still didn't go to the mikveh yet, but she was still counting. So do we say, though, that every day goes there? We had a similar discussion a little bit earlier on Daf Lamed Gimel. Earlier on Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara spoke about a Bo'el Nida. Right, this was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't have shear in it, but a Bo'al Nida. So the Gemara says there, back on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Titanya Usehi Nida Sa Alav. This is talking about if a Bo'al Nida, if a man lives with a Nida, when she is a Nida, he becomes Tameh. Yachol Yala Laragla. You might think Yala Laragla, what does that mean? He is Tameh as much as she is Tameh, meaning if he's Bo'al Nida on her day 4 of Nidus, so then he only has what's left. He'll only be tummy for 3 days. V'chulu, right? Rashi says, Yala besofa, gom bala b'shishi shelo, yitva b'lo amachras kemosa. Tamalomar yitva shivas yamim. So there the Achronim discussed, the Mitzvah Samelach discusses, and Mitzvah Saseit Tzadik Tess, and others. Do we say that whenever there is a svira going on, so there is a process in the process, and therefore, if somebody is in contact with that person, so then, it is important what day they are up to. So that's Tosas and Suffolk here too. Do we say that going down in the count, or going up in the count, whichever, however you look at it, would be a way that one would be able to be Tola? Tosas answers, Vishvili, Deshmaitzen lo Iri Ela Batar Vatame. Our cases, when we're talking about Tara and Tame, they don't give the examples of two Tames compared to each other in relative terms. Okay, back to the Brisas. The Brisas goes to Machlokas, Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, whether we are Tola on a woman who will be Mukulkeles a little bit. At least 1 day, or even 7 days. Vishavid, but they both agree, says the Brisa, Shetola b'shomeres yom keneged yom b'rishon shalah. You can be Tola on shomeres yom keneged yom on her first day, on the day that she actually saw, because then you're not changing her status at all. Ubiyosheves aldam tohar. And also, you can be tolled on a woman who is roed dam tohar, because again, then you're not messing her up, because everything that comes out is dam tohar. Ubi b'sula. And a b'sula, who also, that's hymenal blood that come out of a b'sula and not dam nida, shedamea tohar, because those two, her damim are tohar. Okay, we'll get back to that. Let's continue first. This was the b'risa, machlokas, whether you can be tola, and then the case where everybody agrees. Lafichach, Rav Shimon Gamliel Lamali, each of the cases, each of the shitas in the machlokas, said, this is what you can be tola on, and therefore, we have to explain. The lafichach isn't really teaching me anything. Lafichach, therefore, if you realize it, this woman's being messed up, this woman's not being messed up, what do you need that lafichach line for? Lafichach de Rav Shimon Gamliel Lamali, Mishum de Rebbe, because of Rebbe's lafichach line. Lafichach de Rebbe Lamali, so what do you need Rebbe's lafichach line? Mahu de tema, why? Because you might have said as follows. Mahu de tema, hidish takech kesem gabah, tiskalkel, idach lo tiskalkel. Fine, Rebbe says there's no reason to be told in on one more than the other, but you might say the principle of kan nimsu'u kan hayu, they're found here, so she is tmei, wherever it's found, and the other wouldn't, even though you won't say a svara, that one woman deserves it more than the other one, but you might apply another halachic principle of kan nimsu kan hayu, they're found here. Kamash v'lon, you don't say that. You don't say just because it's found here. I looked at the kesem, I looked at the shirt with the kesem on it, so that's not good enough. You might have said that. Kamash v'lon, we don't say that. Period. What about Bizman Hazeh? It's major machlokas rishon here between the Ravid and others, whether one can be toled Bizman Hazeh on a Yosheves Aldam Tohar or Besula, whom we are not Boel on. We're not Boel Aldam Tohar, we're not Boel on a Besula. All you give her is Bilas Mitzvah, Vizel. So, we'll get to that B'Hashem later in the Mesechta. So the Ravid says, in the Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid says, we are toled even though it is going to affect her, because the chumra that was accepted about Ein Bol and Aldam Tohar was only a chumra legabe atzma, but not a chumra legabe acherim. So the chumra legabe atzma, so we're not Bol, but legabe acherim, others can still be tola on this woman who, mida araisa, is not affecting them, but mida rabbanon, of course, is affecting them. That is what the Ravid says in the Balei HaNefesh. The Ramban says no. The Magen Mishnah quotes this Ramban in Perek Tes, that woman cannot be tola, because lamaisa we don't have dam tohar. Right, not, lamaisa, that's not what it does affect her. That's the important part, is whether she's affected or not. So that is why cannot be tola bizman hazeh. Remember, the Rambam says that this is all based on minhag. The Rambam says are you bala dam tohar, not bala dam tohar, perak yud aleph in isurei biyah. V'din zeh b'imei ha'gaonim nischadesh v'him gazru shlo yisham dam tovar klal. Shezeh shechmir b'rav Yisrael ha'atzmam b'imei chachmei ha'talmud eino el b'ro dam. Shu tamei, shu yoshev as lov shivas v'inikiyim. When do we have the chumra d'rib zeh that we'll have later on daf samach vav? When do we say that? That's only by a woman who is roa dam. That she'll have to sit shiva nikiyim. Awal dam shetira b'imei tovar achar svira, but dam that she sees during her yimei tovar after having a baby, v'tvila ein lachish lo, don't worry about it, she'ein yimei tovar ru'uyin, lo l'ni dev lo l'zivikol shivyarnu. So, that's what he calls, there are some that are mekel. V'shamanu shebet sarfas ba'om al dam tovar, k'dinat talmud ad hayom, achar svira v'tvila, mitumas yoledes b'zov. I've heard that in France they are bo'al adam tovar after they count the days of tumah and they go to the mikvah. V'davar zeh tali b'minog. It's all tali on minog. Either way, the Rama quotes that we can be tolet. The Rama quotes, even though we're not bo'al adam tovar, we can be tolet like that rivet. Says the Rama in Kuf Tzadik Dalid, Dine yoledes umapeles. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, yoledes afil ras adam tmeya kenida. Bein yolad achai, bein yolad ameis, we know that a yoledes is tmei anida, v'kame yimimi tumasa, achshav bizman hazeh, kol hayoledes chashuvos yoledes bezov, v'tzrichos lispar shivinakiyim. Nimseis omer, yoledes zachar yoshev ezayin laleida, v'zayin lanakiyim laziva, v'chulu. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Rama quotes, "Ulaachar zayin lezachar v'yudal anakeva muteres lavay lemiyad, v'yachar shetof ashivinakiyim, alochazer v'rasa." Mihu? Yesh bekomo shenogin shein tovel and tov mem lezachar shonim lekeva. Some are not bald up to, not 40 or 80, which usually does not come up because a woman many times cannot get shivinikiyim until afterwards anyway. Ve'ein lahatir b'makom shenogu lahachmir, ar minigas b'machmir, ar b'makom shein aminog, ein lahachmir klau. But that's what the Rama says, it goes by the minhag. And then the Rama adds on, at the end, that avalam chazer v'rosa v'lo tibet am gachar l'tmei afagad mi d'raisa dam tar hu for pasha amida b'chol yisol shein bo'al adam tar v'dino kishar dam l'chol davar. It's kishar dam l'chol davar. Oh, it's in Kuf Tzadik. Sorry, it's not in Kuf Tzadik Dalet. That was the dam tar simin, but back in Kuf Tzadik in the Ksumim, in the Tliya simon, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch says, if you lend the shirt to a woman even during dam tar, tola ba'en va'afilu bizman hazet. Even the Bizman Hazeh, where we don't give these days, Avil Bizman Hazeh, he quotes, Rivid, Vitur, B'Shem Yesh Omrim, V'chulu, V'chulu. Okay, so that is the, we are told that according to the Shulchan Aruch, Bizman Hazeh, doesn't come up, so Lamaisa, Bizman Hazeh. Anyway, women aren't lending their clothes, but Bizman Hazeh, we would hold of it. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda, continuing. Tamei V'tar Shalchu B'Shnei Shvilin, Echad Amei V'Echad Tar, the big sugi of Shnei Shvilin. One, a Tamei and a Tahar person that went down two paths. One of the paths is Tamei, one of the paths is Tahar. So, can we say that the Tamei went down the Tamei path and the Tahar went down the Tahar path? Or, no. Banu lo machlokas, Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, Rav Chisda suggests that this is Gufa ar machlokas. Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel says you could be Tola even if a woman is messed up a little bit. And Rebbe, who says that we are not Tola, isn't that the same machlokas that we would have here? That is a suggestion of Rev Chisda. What's the machlokas? Rashi quotes Banu la machlokas. Lu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel da'amai tolan kasa b'shemayas yom. According to Shimon Gamliel, says we are tola even if you mess her up a little bit. So Achanami tolan shvil tamei badam tamei. So we say the tamei went down the tamei, tamei went down the tar. You could do the tliyas according to Rebbe, who says that we cannot be tola earlier, so you can't be tola here either, and they're both tamei. Maskal Rav Ada argues and says, one second, Ad kam lakam Rebbe Hasam, when does Rebbe say over there that we cannot be tola el d'shavayot yadadinenu, there because they're equal. If they're equal, because you don't admit, there's no reason to be tola one more than the other, so that's why we're not tola. Hacha, but over here, my nafka kiyadadinenu, I'm sorry, Ad kam lakam Rebbe Hasam el d'shavayot yadadinenu, hacha, my nafka lamina. But over here, once tamei and once tar. So being tola the tamei on the tamei, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we would want to do. That they're not equal, right? So therefore, we would be tola. Rebbe, even Rebbe would say that we're tola. For Rav Chisda, what would Rav Chisda answer to that? Isn't that a good taina? Sof sof ihi tefila baya. No, but sof sof she's still temeya, right? Ksas, and still we're not right. In Rebbe's case, she's still temeya, and yet we're not tola. Right? Therefore, you see that there's still a reason that we should be tola and we're not. So to here, even if there's a reason to be tola, we wouldn't, and he wouldn't, says Rav Chisda. Okay, machlokas Rav Chisda and Rav Ada. Itmar, amar Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, tami v'tar v'afilu tohar v'talui. A tami and a tar person, or even a tar and a suffic tami person. Shaholchu b'shnei shvilin, echatami v'echatar, tola tami v'talui, v'tar v'talui l'divri akol. So raya to Rav Ada, that everybody would be tola in the case of Shnei Shvilim, because there's a reason. Once Tame, boy me Reb Yochanan me Reb Yehuda bar Levi maulitz los kesem bekesem. Okay, this is the sugyas of Talia. Can we be tola one kesem if we know there's another woman who is Tameya because of kesem A? Can we be tola that another kesem came from her also? Aliba de Rebbe lo tibay lacha. According to Rebbe, there's no shaila. Hashta uma haslam to kachazi migufa amait inatola. In the earlier cases where we know even woman B had a re'ia, and yet we cannot be tola it on her. So hacha de me'alma kasi lo kashuk. So surely here where she never had a re'ia vada, we just know that she had a kesem. Surely we cannot be tola it on her. So according to Rebbe, there's no shaila. Kiti bay lacha liba de Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The question is within Rashbag. Hasam who to cut. When do we say that we can be tola it on her? Hasam with the earlier cases to kachazi migufa talia. But if she sees migufa hacha de me'alma kasi lo talia. But here where she sees me'alma, right, because we don't know, it's by Amasi, it could be, by a Kesem, lo tai, we're not tola, o demoloshna, or do we say not, there's no difference, and even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we would be able to be tola it. Amar lei, ain't tolin. Rav Yehuda bar Levi answered, Rav Yochanan, we are not tola, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ma tam why, lafisha ain't tolin. What does that mean? Sounds like because. No. Says on the side, you see, Pirish Kabbalah hi kach lebnei adam. We have a Kabbalah about it. Why not? Because that's our Kabbalah. That's our Mesorah. Even without a reason given. Right? That's Lafi Shein Tolan. Good. Continue. And the Lundis here, by the way, could be, yeah, I mean, that's the Maskana. So according to Rebbe, for sure, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, yes, that's what we're saying. We're saying even Rav Shimon Gamliel would say ain't tolin. Lumdus might be, how much do we give a Baalas Kesem the status of a Baalas Re'iyah? Again, all on a Drabbanan level. But that might be the issue here. If we give her the status of a Ro'ah, so then we would be tola. If not, maybe that was behind the Shaila, the Lumdus behind the Shaila. Not just in terms of practical, what are the chances? And the answer is we're not tolo. The answer is because this Baalas Kesem is not given the status of a Baalas Re'iyah. Okay, could be that's behind the issue. Eisvei ein tolim kesem bekesem. The Brisa says we're not tolo kesem bekesem. Hishila chaluka lenachris olioshevis ala kesem harezu tola. But if she lends a shirt to someone who is yoshevis ala kesem tola ba. Right. So obviously there's an internal contradiction here. Hagufa kasha reisha amart ein tolin save amart tolin. Right. So it's contradiction one line to the next. So halokasha, a couple of answers. Either ha Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Either Rebbe says ain tolin or Shimon Gamliel says tolin. Ika da amre hava ha Rebbe or both are Rebbe hava risha shala hava sheni shala. Or it's Barisho Shalah, where it makes zero difference because she's ready to be from today. So we're tola and Shady Shalah, we're not tola. Ravashi Amar Havahar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Oh, that brother Rav Shimon Gamliel. Velo Kasha. Kan Lamafreya. Kan Lahaba. And one is talking about Lamafreya, one Lahaba. Rashi says Lamafreya means for her past. Again, which will not affect her. It's just regarding Taurus that she might have touched. And today's Lahaba that we don't assume that she is Tameh from today. But we just assume everything in the past we could say. Either way, all of these answers become Akam Kasha. All of these are a problem because according to a number of these answers, we're Tola for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So it's a Kasha to the one who gave the answer to Rabbi Yochanan, and a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda bar Levi, who said we're not Tolan even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar Ravina lo kasha, no question. This is how you should understand the brisa. Hachi ka'amar hishila chaluka lenachris ba'alas kesem harezu toleba. That's how you have to read the brisa. If you gave the chaluka to a nachris ba'alas kesem, you're told on her. I v'ha oli yoshevas ala kesem tani. But it says in the brisa nachris or. It says if you look back in the language of the brisa, lenachris oli yoshevas ala kesem. It's two different people. So, hachikamar, no. Ol yosheves al dam tohar. Or a woman who's yoshev al dam tohar, ba'alas kesem tolaba. That you could use, because that we said, lukuli alma, everybody agrees that one can be tola. Good. The Rashi is one ha'ara. We mentioned the Rashi on the pshat of kan l'mafreya kan l'haba. That l'mafreya means, you see Rashi on top, le'inyin tumas mafreya tolin. Regarding going backwards, we're tola delo miskalkla l'abahachi for the time of l'mafreya, because that's not affecting her at all negatively. But going forward, we are not tola because it's makalkal her. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosfos cannot fathom that this is the pshat, because how can you be tola and not tola for the same woman in the same case, the stira? Right, l'mafreya, Rashi, the Tosfos says in the fourth line, is that tema? Shenitzla ze hakesem bechaverta lechatzoyin. How can you be tola lechatzoyin? Tosfos gives a different pshat, what l'mafreya and not l'mafreya and mikad l'haba means. Okay, Tosfos gives a different pshat. What's the svar for Rashi? Doesn't make sense. How can we say, yeah, it's from her regarding the past, but not the future? So the question is, how literally do we take these tliyas? How literally? Is a tliya more very lemaisa or at least halachic? Like we say, sometimes tliyas are, we tell us you have cases where in halacha, where you can be tola even in a case of tarta desastri. For example, the case that we just had with the Shnei Shvilin, if you have two people that went down the tamei path, and it's a subject tamei b'rishus harabim. So if two people come and they each ask the question, b'zeh or zeh, then we might be able to be mitar both of them, even though it doesn't make sense because, you know, one of them went down the tamei path. So here too, tliyas might not have to fully, down to the last point, make sense and work out logically. So you know, that might be what Rashi is saying. You just need the halachic mechanism to work, even if logically it won't work. That's Tosas's problem with that. Tosas doesn't like that because he assumes it has to work. Okay, good. We continue. Shalosh shalav shuvah chulosh Reb Nechemya Omer. Reb Nechemya said that we're not told on a davar shayin makabel toma. Amar of Masna. My time is Reb Nechemya. Why does Reb Nechemya say davar shayin makabel toma? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Yeshayo v'nikasa la'aretz teishev. Right in Yonah Dioma. Pashas of the pasuk is talking about Yerushalayim. V'nikasa, it was cleaned out. La'aretz teishev, she'll sit on the ground. Talking about Yerushalayim. But we darshin kibbutz yashva la'aretz nikasa. If she sat on the ground and there's a kesem found on the ground nikasa, it is clean. The Rashba says earlier, and the other Rishonim say this is just a remez. There are svaras given. The Rashba earlier had the reasons for Reb Nechemya, either because it's not shchiach or it's all agav the tumah. I don't know if we ever read that inside the Rashba Nun Zayin Amabes. Right earlier quoted these svaras for Rebbe Nechemya, and he said, let me see if I can find it quickly. If not, we will continue earlier. He said it, the previous parak, Adaf, Nun, Zayin, Amid, Beis. The Efshar, B'pnei Shalol Gozru, El Al HaMatsui. The Darvish, Eino Makabal Tuma, Eino Matsui, Shetesheva Lov. O Shetishtamish Boli Yeshiva, V'Levisha, V'Chayotzi Be'elu, Shadarka Shoksem Li Matsai. And then he quotes, Nimuke Mori Harav, Taima, Levishlo Gazar Ella Al Dam Shenimsa Bedavar Haroy Sheroy Latamo Machmas Reus Dam Dishtakak Begave Viagav Hachi Betavida Gaba Isha. We only go to where we're going to be Betami the Dam, and once we're Betami the Dam, we're Betami the Isha also. But if we're not going to be Betami the Dam, then we're not Betami the Isha. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Afuna, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mitar Hayi Rabbi Nechemya Afilu Bachorei Klicharetz. Rabbi Chanina. Says that Rabbi Nechemya is Metaher. We know Rabbi Nechemya is Metaher on the Davar Sheinu Makabel Toma. So he's Metaher even on the back of a Kli Charis. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. We know Kli Charis is only Metameh from the inside, Mitocho. So, Me'achori Kli Charis is not Metameh. So what's the Chiddush? That's a Davar, that's a Makom Sheinu Makabel Toma. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'o Tema Ligzer Gabo Atutocho Kamash Balan. No, we might say that we're Gozer. This is something that this Kli is Makabel Toma in some way. So you might say that inherently this is a Kli Hadavar, is a Makabel Toma, and therefore even on the back, when he goes into Rabbanan, against Ksamim Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. Amar Abaya, Mitai Hari Reb Nechemya, Bebatlanios, She'im Bahen Shalosh Al Shalosh. Reb Nechemya says, is Mitar by tiny little begadim, tiny little garments that are less than 3 by 3 finger breadths, to Lochazi Lo Lanim Lo Lashirim, because they're not Chazi to be used by anybody. Tosfos here asks why the Gemara doesn't ask pshita like it just did a few lines ago. The Gemara quoted before that the back of a klicheres is obviously tar, aye, so why, what's the chiddush of Rav Huna saying that Rabbi Nechem, Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Chanina? So to hear, what matlanios, little pieces of material that's less than 3 by 3 etzbos, also we know is not makabel tumah. Tosva says v'achal opar pshita kmo la'el. Why? Because mashma ti'chashiv alayhu v'yichdum makabel tumah. Tosva says there are some opinions. The Rambam does not quote this opinion. The Rambam in Hilchas Kalim does not quote like this. But there is a daya out there, says Tosva, that if somebody is miyached a tiny little Shmata, a tiny little piece of garment, so then it can be v'kabel tumah. So that's the chiddush. Number one, Tosfos Rush has a different idea. Tosfos Rush right here on the daf says, "V'yavagav da asu mikoach davar ha'makabel tumah demihaytaim apsulun l'schach asuka." It's bought midavar makabel tumah. It's tiny little pieces used to be from a davar makabel tumah, a bigger beged, and it was cut off. So that does affect certain areas of halacha. For example, if I want to use schach, if I want to use these tiny little pieces of material, cut up, put it on top for schach, you can't use that. Because why? It's not makabel tumah now, right? One of the three requirements for schach, it has to be davar sheina makabel tumah, but because it came from a davar makabel tumah. That's good enough. Okay, two answers, Tosfos and the Tosfos Rush, why the Gemara does not ask pshita here. We continue. Darash Rabbi Rav Chia Barav Masna Mishmei Derav Halacha Reb Nechemya Amar Le Rav Nachman Abba Tani Maisa Ba Lefnei Chachamim V'timum Ba'at Amar Halacha Reb Nechemya. The story was, either my father or Rav, depending who it is, there was a story that came from the Chachamim, and they said, Tamei! And you're going to say, Halacha Reb Nechemya? Mahi, what's the story? Titania, the Braisa says, Shnei Nashim Shnei Tochnos B'Rechayim Shel Yad. There were two women who were using a mill. V'nim said, how it works is, there's one woman that sits within, closer to the mill than the other one, and they lean in towards the mill as they grind. So, V'nim said, Dam Tachas HaPrimis, if there was Dam found under the inner woman, Shtei Tameos. They're both Tamei, because the outer one also leans in, and it might have come from her. Tachas HaChitzona, but if it's found under the outer one, HaChitzona Tamei, HaPrimis Tahora. The outer one is Tamei and the inner one is Tahar, because the inner one does not lean out. Bein Tayim Shteim Tameos, if it's found between the two of them, then Tameos. Hayamaisa Benimsadam Asvata Shalambati. There was a story, and there was Dam found on the edge of a bathtub, an Ambati, Va'al Allah Shal Zayas, or on a leaf of the Zasim that was on the floor, B'shasha Basikos Satanor, when they went into to put Ali Zayas as fuel for the oven, and they found some of them on the floor, and they found Dam on there. And the Chachamim heard about it, were Matame, even though these are cases of Einam Akabal Tuma. So the Gemara answers Tanoi, really it's a Machlokas Tanoim. We know there's another Shita out there. Rabbi Nechemya says otherwise. Titania, Rabbi Yaakov Betami, Rabbi Nechemya Betar, V'horu Chachamim Ki Rabbi Nechemya. And the Chachamim say like Rabbi Nechemya, that's what the Rambam says, that's what the Rosh says, that's what the Rov Rishonim say, like Rabbi Nechemya, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Anybody argue? The Ravid. The Ravid, quoted here in the Rosh, Seven Bays, Venera, the Rosh says, Alakha Grab Nechemya. I think Alakha Grab Nechemya says, Rav Chia Barab, Shay the Rav said, Alakha Grab Nechemya, Umi the Shaklu, Vitaru, Kalhani Amroi Ali Bay. But Ravid Gazal Kosev, the Alakha Grab Nechemya. What's his Raya? Because the Gemara we had earlier. The Gemara, Hai Issa, the Shaka, Leidama, Bimishisa. Bimishisisa. Azakamid Rabiyane, Amar Tez of Atesi. Remember we had earlier that there was a Dam found on a certain part of a Kli, and Rabiyane says, well, we'll do it again. And then we said, aye, how can you do it again? On the loom. Aren't we ain't shown in Bataris? So we said, maybe only Lakula and not Lachumra. Lachumra we do. So the Ravid says, hey, it's found on this big Kli, this big loom. That's the Darshina Makabal Tumah, and they're still figuring out whether there's Tumah or not. Says the Rosh, I don't think so. V'nira, d'me'achar, d'lis parshlon shapir, mahu, mishasisa. We don't even know exactly what that kli is. Ro'i lafarishu kli ha-makabal tumah. You can say that it's a makabal tumah kli. K'dei shalo nidche kol hanach rayos shemochichos shalach Reb Nechemya. There are many other rayas that Allah is like Reb Nechemya. So you have one case that's a suffix. What type of kli it is? I'd rather say that is a davar ha-makabal tumah. Good. Says the next Mishnah. Shalosh nashim shayu yishenes b'mita achas. Three women lying and sleeping in one bed. V'nimsa dam tachas achas behen. In the morning they wake up and there's dam under one of them. Kula tameos, they're all tamei. Because we assume during the night people move and therefore this dam could be from anyone. Kula tameos. Ask the Rishonim. Aren't three people considered Rishus HaRabim? Savik Tame Bershus Arabim Sveiko Tahar. So why here Tame? Tosfos in Masechta Sota Nafchav Ches asked this and says that here, well, you know, one of them is Vade Tame. You know, one of them that came from somewhere. That's why you can't use the regular rules of Savik Tuma Bershus Arabim, because here one of them is Vade Vade Tame. Number one. Others say maybe three in the Rishis Rabbim is only men and not women. Interestingly, that's the Rashba and the Ritva talk about over there. The Meiri here says it's only a Rishis Rabbim if the Suffolk is only Shayach to one of the people involved, and the people who make it a Rishis Rabbim are not involved in the case. But here, they're all involved in the case. So Rishis Rabbim must always be defined by others and not by the people in the case. Interestingly. Finally, the Tosa Rosh in Kiddushin says maybe sleeping makes them not Rishis Rabbim. Interesting. Okay, anyway, for some reason the Rishonim say it's not Rishis Rabbim and therefore Kulan Tameos. Botka Achaz may have an Imsis Tamea. If one of them checked themselves and found themselves to be Tamea, so he Tamea Vishnan Tahoros. So then we could say, oh, she's the one, and the other two are Tahoros. Right? It's an Umdana. It's an Umdana that she is the one. Vitolos zu bazu, and they can be tole on each other. Vitolos zu bazu in this case. Vimlo hayu reuyin leros. If, we'll have to see exactly what that's talking about, tolos zu bazu, that if one of them has more of a reason to be tole on them, we'll see. Vimlo hayu reuyin leros, but if none of them are reuya, to see yet, roan asa ki iluhin reuyas. You view them as if they are reuya. Again, we'll see what that means. Says the Gemara, Rav Yudah Marav, Vusha Batkasma Bishir Vesas. When do we say that if the woman does, if one of them does a bedika, we could be told it on her, he tvea and she on tahoros. That's only if she checks herself within a shir veses. What does that mean, Rashi? Within a very short amount of time of the finding of the kesem. That's Rashi. If she checks right after they find the kesem, so then we say she is the one that is tamea. Sama look about pada. And this sheet of Yudah Marav must be like Barpada to Amar, because Barpada says, we had this earlier in the Masechta, that there are different levels of time that apply in here in Hilchos Nidah by Bedikas. Kol Shabayla Bachatas, any time that if the woman would check herself after a Maisabiyah, and if she would find Dam, her husband would be Chai Bachatas, meaning it's a vadai that this dam that she sees right now was there b'shas bia. So then taroseh tameos. Then in a parallel case, if she finds dam within a time of touching taros, very quickly afterwards tameos. We assume the dam was here earlier, just like during the time of bia. So too during the time of touching taros. That is the quickest bala basham tali. But if it's a little later, a little extended, that if a woman checks after bia, if she finds, we would be machayef her husband and Hashem talui, because it's a suffig, then Tara say taluyos. In a parallel case, where she checks and she finds herself to be tamea, so then the Taras that she checked earlier would be in a case state of suffig. Baal apater, but if she waits the amount of time that even if she would check after a baisabiyah, the baala, her husband would be pater, because we would say maybe this dam only came after Tara say taharos. So then in that parallel case, all the Taharos would be Taharos. So that is all the first Shita in the Braisa. Rebbe Oshia Amar, Afilu Ba'ala Bechatas Taharos Et Taluyos. There's no exact parallel. Barpada was the Tanakama. Rebbe Oshia says, no, even in the case where her husband would be Bechatas, meaning it's checked right away, her Taharos would be Taluyos, would be in the state of Safek. Why? Bishlamo Hasam, Emer Shamish Akviladab, in the case of Bia, why could I assume it was Vadi there earlier, and it didn't come out till now? Because maybe the Maisa Bia, the Aver inside, that held the Dom in there, and until the Aver came out, the Dom didn't come out. There was something preventing it from coming out. Aval Hacha, Im Isa, David Dom, Man Akve. But here by the Bedikos, if the Dom was there earlier, why didn't it come out? It didn't come out, so it must not have been there earlier. So we go down a notch in terms of the parallel, but Rav Yudah Marav, says the Gemara, who said that there is an exact parallel, holds like Barpata. Amr b'yermia, mashal d'Rav Oshia l'madar v'dome. What is Rav Oshia like? A mashal for Rav Oshia, l'yelad d'zakein. There is a child and a zakein, and someone elder. Shem ha'chad b'derech. They're walking on the road together. Chos mashal b'derech, yelad sho'al avo. As long as they're walking on the road, the child does not run ahead. Nichrasu la'ir, yelad amar lavo. But once they go into the city, yelad amar lavo, a yelad afterwards, the child runs out freely. So the mashal is, the nimshal is, that the zakein is the aver, the yelad is the dam. So once the zakein is removed from the picture. Later, there's at some point that the dam comes out itself, the yelad runs away by itself. Okay, the Yerachon now discusses what's the chiddush of this mashal. What are we learning more from it? But just do the other tzad also. Bamar Abaye mashal to Raboshi Lada Vadome. Rabbi has another suggestion. A person who puts his finger in his eye. As long as the finger's in the eye, then the tear does not come out. Not the last of Dima, Mimaharis Lava. Once the finger comes out, then the tear comes out. So that's more of a direct mashal between the four Reboshia. Okay. I guess we'll stop here by Vitola Zubazu, and so we will continue. Parsha Shir hopefully is up, and there should be a Daf Bein Shir also. We'll let everybody know when it's Vadai up.